97.1 FM Talk on demand audio.
What's happening?
Go, you know the thing.
What the hell is going on?
In other news.
You know, before we get to Ethan here, I just want to point out we've been monitoring this news conference out of D.C. We carried a little bit of it live for you earlier. Mariel Bowser is still talking, and they really haven't given any new information that we didn't already have. The totals are the same. Nothing's changed from that, and there's no indication yet of what caused it. That's the big question. The NTSB is going to hold a news conference later today. Hopefully they'll have more details. If we do get anything new, trust me, we will break in here during the show up until 9 o'clock and bring it to you live.
It makes my news not so important. The NFL's annual tailgate concert is moving from TikTok to YouTube for this year's Super Bowl pregame event. Post Malone's going to headline the live stream. It's set to begin at 5 p.m. Central Time on February 9th. So if you want to watch it, this shift aligns with YouTube's growing partnership with the NFL, including its multi-billion dollar Sunday ticket deal. TikTok's absence follows the ongoing legal uncertainty over its U.S. operations. Meanwhile, YouTube continues to prioritize live music, having just streamed the Coachella Fest.
Sorry, I missed
that. Does the game start at 5:30?
I thought so, doesn't it?
So he's going to do what, two songs?
Oh, they've said that it's like a big concert event. I mean, it's got Post Malone. They're going to have a bunch of YouTubers that are on there.
So this isn't YouTube.
It can't be
TV.
Two songs.
This is
it's
actual.
It's going to have to be longer than that.
Yeah, YouTube.
If the game, then it's only going to be a half hour set before.
Is
the
it
game
like
starts.
A pregame though at 5:30, or does the game
I
actually
thought the game
start?
Started like.
I think the game starts at 5:30. Usually it does, yeah. Which they should move it to earlier or just move it to Saturday.
Right.
But you don't have to have a YouTube TV subscription. It's just YouTube.
No, it just said it's on YouTube. It looks like Ringo Starr revealed on Jimmy Kimmel Live that he has never in his life eaten pizza.
What? Thank you, Carl.
I know, Sue. This is exactly... me and Carl talked about this outside, and I'm like, I'm calling BS on this, but...
Is he a vegetarian? Like, is he a vegan? Is it...
He is.
Is he got gluten allergy? So, what the hell?
No, he said it's due to allergies and dietary restrictions.
Hmm.
So in all those years, he's never... The funny thing was, in 1995, he was a spokesperson for Pizza Hut. The
how
irony.
Can you talk about that if you've never even...
Yeah. And the weird thing the about
money.
It is that
that's
the,
true.
The primary meal in England for the longest time was something to do with meat and potatoes at a pub. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What the hell did he grow up eating?
Well, he was Ringo Starr.
Well, he is Ringo Starr. So from the time he's about 19 or 20. Yeah,
Greece.
Thank you. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
Former MTV VJ Matt Pinfield has been placed under a temporary conservatorship. After he suffered a massive stroke on January 6th, his daughter Jessica filed for the arrangement due to concerns about his ability to manage his health and finances. Pinfield, who was actually 63, remains hospitalized following the stroke.
I don't know who that is. I don't recognize that name.
Short, squat, bald guy.
Okay.
Yeah, he was always on MTV.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
He and Carl would hit it off. They both are like musical geniuses.
They know everything. He's very knowledgeable.
Don't use the G word with Carl.
Carl is
a make his head swell. Don't do that. No, thank you.
But you know what, Mark? Last night or yesterday, watching the RFK hearings, all I could think of was this. Because the woman, RFK Jr. is married to Cheryl Hines, who played Larry David's wife on Curb Your Enthusiasm, and I could just focus. She was the pretty blonde right behind him, and every time she just.
I finally got it out of there, and now you're playing it again.
Yes, that's funny.
OpenAI has accused Chinese AI startup DeepSeek for improperly using its proprietary models to train its competing open source AI system, potentially violating intellectual property rights. OpenAI claims to have evidence of distillation, a process that allows smaller models to mimic larger ones at a lower cost. While common in AI, OpenAI prohibits use of its outputs to develop rival models. So we're going to see where this goes.
So now that's how they think the Chinese came up with this?
Yeah, we'll just steal yours.
Yeah. Surprise, surprise. That's what they always do.
And one quick one. A painting bought for under $50 at a Minnesota garage sale in 2016 may be an original Van Gogh worth $15 million.
Oh, my gosh.
It's according to experts.
How come I'm never that lucky?
I know, right?
How do they determine it's truly authentic?
They've had a bunch of experts actually looking at it and looking it over.
Processes.
Get more at 971talk.com.